The New Country, 96.3. Second
date update.
We got Bo on the line. Bo had a great first date with Carrie, but no second date. We're going to see if we can help him out this morning. But first of all, Bo, tell us how you met Carrie.
Basically, we met through a mutual friend, so I was pretty excited because, you know, I haven't had great luck with online dating. So I was set up with Carrie, and you know, my friend just kept saying how great we were for each other. So I was really excited, and we ended up going to this restaurant where my buddy works. And, you know, we had a couple beers, had some good conversation, got something to eat. And I thought it went pretty darn good. I thought it was honestly one of the better first dates I've ever been on. But I never heard from her after that. And I have no clue because obviously, like I just said, I thought it was one of the best first dates I've ever had. And don't know what happened.
All right. And nothing went wrong on the date?
Honestly, it was, again, one of the best first dates I've ever had. Nothing happened. It was a blast.
All right. Well, let's have us give her a call, see if we can figure out what's going on and see if we can get you a second date, okay?
That sounds great. I really appreciate the help.
Hello.
Hi, is this Carrie?
Yes.
Hey, this is the Hawkeye in the Morning Show from New Country 96.3. Can we talk to you on the air for a second?
Oh, my God. What is it about?
Well, we're calling you because we have a feature in our show called Second Date Update. And people call us when they had a great first date, for some reason never progressed to a second date. And someone called about you. Is it okay if we talk to you on the air?
I guess. This is so weird.
I know. It is very weird. I know. It is very unusual. Well, do you remember going out with Bo?
Oh, my God. Yes.
Well, he said you guys had a great date. But he said he never heard from you after that, and he asked us to call on his behalf.
Yeah. I guess we had a pretty good time, but this is weird. His name isn't Bo. He has, like, the weirdest name I've ever heard in my life.
Okay, and that's a problem?
I mean, like, every girl kind of looks at the name and thinks about, like, oh, would that be my last name one day? It's just really weird.
Okay.
I don't know if he wants me to say his name, you know, on the radio or anything.
Well, he asked us to call. Tell us what his name is.
Apparently, his full name is Beauregard, and that's not the worst part. Like, his last name is Monkey Butt?
No way.
That's what the bartender told me.
Well, the bartender was probably pulling your leg. I surely doubt his name is Beauregard Monkey Butt.
That's what I said. The bartender was like, no, I'm serious. That's totally his name.
Okay.
Well, maybe it was on his credit card, Hawkeye. Maybe that's why the bartender knows.
Well, you said the bartender was a friend, right?
I think so. I think it's a place that he goes to.
Oh, wait. He told us that. Yeah, he told us that the bartender was his friend. I mean, it sounds like the guy's pulling your leg or something. Seriously, that can't be his name.
I swear it does not seem like the guy was joking at all.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. He asked us to call on his behalf. Bo did. He's actually on the other line. Can we just bring him in and just...
Oh, my God.
Just clarify this.
Okay.
Right off the bat, I got to tell you that my name is not Beauregard Monkey Butt, okay? That's not my name, all right? First off, it's not Beauregard. It's just Bo. And my last name is actually, it's French, and it's pronounced Monkey Boot. So,
okay.
You know, my friends growing up, they thought it was really funny to call me Monkey Butt. Or Beauregard Monkey Butt. They just thought it was funny. And yeah, the bartender is a buddy of mine. He was just being playful, being funny. But clearly you believed him. You know, it's a French name. It's not even spelt Monkey Butt.
It doesn't translate into Monkey Butt, does it?
No. I don't even know if it translates into anything but Monkey Boot.
Oh, God. I mean, clearly it's, like, probably spelled close to Monkey Butt, though. That didn't come out of nowhere.
You're literally willing to pass on your potential soulmate because my name's a little too close to Monkey Butt?
I mean, who wants to be Mrs. Monkey Butt?
You know, if we were to get married, I mean, like, that's way down the line, but I wouldn't make you take my last name.
I mean, clearly you're not a girl, and you've never watched Sex and the City, and, like, you've never seen how last names stick with people forever. I didn't take your last name. Our kids would have your last name, and they would be Monkey Butt forever in school. And I don't think that's shallow to think about stuff like that.
So, Carrie, if we were to ask if you'd like a second date with Bo, we pick up the tab. You would not be interested?
No. Unfortunately, no. Sorry.
All right. Carrie, really appreciate you coming on the air with us. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome.
Bo obviously didn't get the answer you're looking for, but at least you got a little closure when it comes to Carrie.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I kind of feel like I dodged a bullet if that's the reason why she doesn't want to go out. So, yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Catch Second Date Update live. Stream Hawkeye in the Morning on NewCountry963.com or by using the New Country 96.3 app.
And join us for more fun with our Best of Hawkeye in the Morning podcast and our new Travel with Hawkeye podcast, available on our website, HawkeyeInTheMorning.com/podcast. That's HawkeyeInTheMorning.com/podcast.